A group of DeWinton residents came together to shut down a development proposed directly south of the hamlet, which contains portions of the old McLeod Trail. Approximately 15 individuals attended a public hearing held by Foothills County on April 13, which provided an opportunity for the public to hear from the development planner and landowner, neighboring residents in both support and opposition, and members of council and administration. Attendees heard that a 67.65-acre parcel owned by Lori Somerville of Yellow House Studio Limited was being considered for rezoning from agricultural to country residential for the eventual creation of 12 new lots ranging from 2 acres to 4.03 acres in size. This would leave 11.38 acres of property, including an existing house and outbuildings, as well as a 6.75 municipal reserve parcel directly south from the CP rail line. Only one member of the public who attended the public hearing spoke in favor of the project, apart from Somerville and her agent Mark Mooney. A petition opposing the development also circulated amongst the community, garnering 129 signatures. The list of concerns raised by other individuals were substantial: water supply, light pollution, traffic, loss of the picturesque view, environmental impact and preservation of the historical Old McLeod Trail site, among other issues. "We came here to escape the city. This development will put us right back in the city," said resident Renee Kahns, who expressed his belief that the developer's aim is solely to turn a profit. "There are other places to make a quick buck, not DeWinton," he added. Brian Lean told council he and his wife purchased their property more than 6 years ago, certain they would be spared from becoming surrounded by new development because of the neighboring Old McLeod Trail. "We felt confident that that would never change given the historical significance being on Old McLeod Trail," he said. The trail connected Fort McLeod to Fort Calgary prior to the arrival of rail in Western Canada. It was also a section of a longer route which went from Montana's Fort Benton to Fort Edmonton. Oxen-pulled wagons containing cook stoves and mail would make the month-long trip, with the path stretching from Calgary to the Sheep River marking the final leg. Attendees told the group that indentations from wagon wheels are still visible at the DeWinton site, which is also marked with a sign and benches. "There's a lot at stake here," said Amanda Gottmai, who arranged a community meeting at the DeWinton Hall ahead of the April 13 public hearing. She added that Somerville's agent Mooney attended the meeting. Mooney told council he worked to answer residents' questions to the best of his ability at the gathering, however felt that he was met with ill feelings and left surprised by the level of non-support for the project. Mooney reiterated he is empathetic to the residents' concerns, but that he believes this is the right location for a new subdivision. "At the end of the day, this is private property," he said. "I know people bought because they looked out at a beautiful agricultural part of land and they felt that they were going to have that view forever. That's not the way it works, unfortunately. The area is a good candidate for subdivision because it is a fragment of land surrounded by other fragments of country residential land," he continued. "I purposefully don't quarter sections of agricultural land because I understand the value that they have to the county, the value that they have to us economically, within society, to our air, etc.," said Mooney. "I feel that this is an appropriate area to see more country residential development, and at the end of the day, while I respect the opinions of others, I need them to recognize that they too are in that place because one day long ago somebody took the time to subdivide that land and create that parcel of land." Gottmai said that she regularly runs out of water in July and August and often receives a yield of less than 1 gallon per minute. She also added that the community hall, which is often rented for weddings and other events, as well as the preschool, rely on the existing water supply. Count Alan Alger, the elected official for the area, said he has lived in DeWinton for more than 50 years. While he said he was disappointed in the pushback from residents, he agreed that the area was not ready for that level of density. He also placed value on the land's history. "Our residents are passionate and think this is a very eclectic spot, and it shows immensely in everyone that showed up to the meeting today," said Alger, who also sits on the community's historical committee. The councillor said he was concerned about the lack of public consultation on the developer's part prior to the public hearing and ultimately put forward a motion to refuse the application. The motion passed 6-1, with Deputy Mayor Rob Seward voting against, adding that he believes the development is fitting for the area and provides an opportunity to avoid poorly planned, one-off buildings that are plaguing the area.